Welcome to the Good Talent Podcast. It's great to have your company. My name's Tony Nichols. I'm the CEO and founder of Good Talent Media. We help organisations get their message across in the press. Now, we've got a great series on at the moment. It's on marketing. I'm with Hammer Digital and Ian Hammond, and we're exploring why do-it-yourself marketing really is a joke if you're serious about building a significant business. And Ian, it sounds like a tough thing to say, and I do understand why people starting out with no revenue have to do everything themselves. But at the time of scaling, at the time of getting serious, you need specialists to get yourself to the next level.
Without a doubt. One example that comes top of mind, so I don't know if you've read the Don Miller book about branding, building a brand story or something like that. It makes perfect sense and it's fantastic. I recommend it for a lot of people who are looking to work on their website, work on their branding.
I'll get a pen in hand. What's it called again?
So I think it's by Don Miller and it's called Building a Brand Story. And so essentially, Don tells this story about how, you know, every business is a guide and what they're looking to do is sort of, it's an adventure. You know, you have to sort of guide your ideal client along a journey and take them, you know, you provide this type of service and it's what they want type thing. And it makes absolute sense. You go through it, you take a couple of weeks to read it, implement it. Now, most of the guys who I've been working with recently have tried to do a brand story and they've come to me and said, Ian, what's going on? I can't seem to get any traction on my website. And it's because they're so focused on trying to do this thing, you know, be the guide, that they've lost complete sight of what they do in the world. And, you know, so whether it's a, you know, it might be an analytics agency or something like that. And they've got, okay, you know, what we do is we provide data visualization. And ultimately the market's not looking for data visualization. They're looking for data analysts. But, you know, so it's almost a thing that they think that they're doing the right thing, but ultimately you just need to take a step back, work with someone who's done it before, work with someone who knows what they're doing and say, well, actually, that's a small part of what you're doing, but generally we think that this is going to work better.
I totally get people starting out on any business journey. You've got zero resources and zero money. Of course, like you're doing 5, 6, 7 jobs and you're not doing all of them well. And, you know, I've been there in my business journey. I'm sure you have as well, Ian. And people are scared of spending money. I get that as well. Who likes spending money? Like every bill that comes in, it's like another arrow in the heart, isn't it? But I recall being with a family lawyer recently, you know, family lawyer, very successful CBD guy, you know, hiring 12 lawyers now and I'm doing the math, you know, they've got to be on 150 each or whatever they're on, right? And then they've got to be billing 3 to 4 times that. So, you know, we're talking about a half decent SME here. I'm sitting with the owner who is in court representing his families. Just had a baby himself, but also speaking about doing all the HR and everything you got to do to run a business, practicing himself, but also doing the SEO and social on his website. I thought, for heaven's sake, come on. You are leaving money on the table as a generalist if you're wasting your time doing that.
I mean, I always find that's crazy. Like if anyone wants to dabble in SEO and they sort of, they think that they can pick it up. I mean, there's so many things that, and, you know, I know enough about it to know that it is just not my game, you know, like, and if someone comes to me and says, can you do the SEO? It's like, hey, listen, I can get you a little bit of the way there, but that's it. And I've been doing this for years and years.
Within the digital marketing spectrum, there's a whole host of specialities, isn't there?
Absolutely.
So is it a joke to be doing all of your marketing yourself? At some point, it is an absolute joke. Depending upon the revenue coming in your business, if you can afford things, I think getting a specialist in for any service, in fact, including marketing, can literally change your life.
I think the trick comes that once you become cash flow positive or once you're sort of serious about the business, then it becomes a no-brainer. And the other thing that in terms of, you know, one of the challenges that some people have is that they don't know whether it's actually providing value. We work with a bunch of platforms that have pretty good attribution and, you know, direct measurement pathways. And so I think that takes a lot of the pressure off. So you're spending, but you're earning. And I think that's probably been one of the challenges over the last few years with analytics or people just not being organized about it is that they feel as though they're giving away money, whereas you need to actually treat it like an investment and see the dollars coming in.
Well, absolutely. You've got to know the lifetime value of your client. You've got to understand your spend, and then you've got to see a return on that investment. But I would say, and let's debate this, and you probably know better than me, within all of the choices you've got, when you start getting cash flow positive, I would say SEO is one of the early starters. You really need that website page one, number one.
Absolutely. Like in terms of building a strong organic presence, it's easy provided it works. You know, I think a lot of people will pay money to SEOs and they're not seeing the return on investment, but even if they're number one, I mean, one thing that I would always suggest is that get your core and your measurement down right first and then also invest at the same time. So in terms of make sure that you've got a website that can convert and you can track the conversions. And there's a bunch of really simple ways that you can do that at the moment, whether it's, you know, sort of acquiring a dynamic number, making sure you've got, you know, sort of easy to follow lead paths and forms that are connected up to a CRM. And there's lots out there at the moment. You know, just by doing these simple things right and spending on SEO will give you peace of mind that you're doing the right thing.
And then and you're talking about conversion, right? So you do have to convert and then track your success and you can see how you're traveling. I was $0 day one, number one, no clients, no nothing. I jumped into SEO. I couldn't do that. I'm not a tech person. So I got a strong understanding from the start that I was writing for Google on that website. Mm. So I was writing all my copy and I knew Google was my audience, right? If I was getting it right, I'd be rewarded. But you've done SEO for me before and I've only used one or two other agencies. I've found it always successful, I must say. I think we're good at the conversion part, but also I think comes back to your point in our earlier podcast together. We've got a strong product. We've got a strong service. We actually know what we're doing and can help people. So when we were rewarded for the high ranking and the phone call or the contact form, when they actually engage with us, they say, hey, these guys are the real deal. So we converted quickly and it's always worked.
And that's the thing. It's like that having that conversion, you know, the one thing that I've probably been a little bit slow on in the last few years is focusing on that process as well. So it's almost you've got to have your marketing and get the leads. But then once someone comes in, making sure that you've got a pretty tight sales process as well that can then almost leverage the leads coming in and everything else. So it's a multifaceted.
It is multifaceted, yeah. Isn't it? I guess as business people, as business owners, I guess we see the whole picture of everything we're juggling. And, you know, probably the better podcast was you and I walking up the two flights of stairs to get here, right? You know, the highs, the lows. I often describe my gig as like a washing machine. Yeah. You know, you end up with clean clothes. It ends up okay. But getting there, it's a journey. And I guess we're just talking about, so this is an interesting intersection. Let's get your marketing right for sure. But the businesses we're working with need to get their sales right to benefit from it.
Absolutely. There's some really interesting platforms as well that tie both marketing and sales in as well. So we do a lot of work with HubSpot, which is, I think, probably market leader when they get your marketing right. So in terms of whether it's social connections, SEO, content, websites, and then they pass off. There's a nice little sort of pass off into the sales team as well. I've found a lot of clients have had a lot of success with that. And it's partly because you get the visibility. So in terms of you start to see all the interactions, there's a little bit of training that you have to do, but no CRM is fun for everyone, is it? You know?
Well, last week when we posed the question, is marketing a necessary evil? Now we're talking about sales. Now that in most of society's point of view is a total evil, but you've got a business, it's a mandatory skill or process you've got to be on top of. But if you're a consumer, you hugely benefit from good sales because it's there to help you.
Yeah, and it's almost an extension of the marketing, right? Like in terms of, so sales, it shouldn't be about selling. It should be about, do I have a product that's right for you? Can I help you? Is this something that we're going to mutually benefit from? Are you a good fit for me? Am I a good fit for you? I mean, ultimately, in our game, right, we're in service. We need to provide value. We need to make sure that we've got a client with the right product because ultimately, if it's not a good fit, it's going to come unstuck in 1, 2, 3 months' time. It's not going to be a good end.
Totally agree. So there you go. Why do it yourself? Is marketing a joke? If you're doing it yourself, like, I think we've answered that. It's stages, cash flow, your skills. But I would urgently recommend to those who are like my family lawyer example who are juggling everything like that. I think you're slowing down your growth. You're slowing down your scale. A lot of business owners that we're working with dream of getting off the tools and being the owner and not the operator. I think investing in marketing and scaling certainly is a big step toward that future.
Yeah, totally agree, Tony.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
If you're inspired to increase your profile and strengthen your brand, a good talent media story creation meeting could be a great place to start. You'll meet some of our key team members and do a deep dive into your brand's possibilities. We'll give you tools and strategies to implement straight away. Email info@goodtalent.com.au with the title Story Creation to get yours today.